And we're going to Louisiana now and to the Lieutenant Governor of that state, Mitch Landrieu. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Good to talk with you. And tell me, please, your reaction to the President's speech tonight.
Well, my first reaction is to say that on behalf of Governor Blanco and the people of Louisiana, we want to thank the President and the American people for their generosity and their support. And, of course, the most telling thing about the President's speech was, again, his reiteration of the unconditional support of the presidency, Congress, and the American people to help us rebuild the city and the metropolitan area of New Orleans.
He said in his speech that the federal government would assume responsibility for most of the costs of the programs, but that the governors would be in charge, essentially, of the rebuilding plans. I assume that's the way you would want it.
Well, I think that it makes sense because, you know, this is not about state versus state or the South versus the North. The South in the last 10 years has become the focal point of most of the migration. We're an economic engine for the country. And so I think that what the idea that he's trying to impart, if I might, is that this is an investment of the American people in the future. And I'm quite certain that whatever the price tag is, the investment will be well worth it and repaid many, many times over.
When we spoke with you on All Things Considered a week or so ago, we were talking about what this disaster exposed about the racial and class chasms in New Orleans. And I think what you said at the time was America looked in the mirror and did not like what it saw. I'm wondering, in light of the president's speech tonight, whether you think he addressed that issue.
Actually, I think that he did. I want to give him very high marks for giving a very broad speech that touched on most of the issues. You know, the first thing he recognized was that the rescue efforts were of paramount importance. He also paid homage to our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers that didn't make it through the recovery process and demanded dignity in the recovery. He talked about what most people that are in shelters are thinking about, which is reuniting families right away. But then he talked about the rebuild effort. And one of the things that he did talk about was trying to get the focus off of who didn't do what they were supposed to do on the street and talked about the broader implication of poverty in the country. And I think that one of the things that's happened is that people, white and black, have found high a common ground around this issue. People had a common enemy that they had to fight. And if you look at the issue, the word blame is such a tough word, but if you look back at reasons and you look back over the past 25 years, I do think the country has really gotten away from talking about the issues of economic justice and social justice and poverty. And it's easy to ignore when people are in distant lands or different counties, but when they all come together and you see it, and then the American people feel helpless because in this vast land with these great resources, some of our American citizens who have the same rights as everybody else are left behind, I think it doesn't make us feel very good. And it forces us to confront some issues that I think are going to have profound economic, social, and political implications for years to come.
I just want to ask you, the president's talked today about the rebirth of New Orleans, no way to imagine America without that city, I think he said. It's a day that the mayor has talked about people and business starting to come back, starting to be allowed into parts of the city at least.
Well,
how do you assess where the city is at this point and how far it has to go?
I can. Forgive me for jumping on your words, but I'll tell you a really good story. You know, the president ended his speech with some cultural wonders that we have down here, jazz funerals and second lines.
Mm-hmm.
Second lines already started. The governor and I went to Houston the other day to visit some of our fellow citizens that were in shelters, and we departed our vehicles into a huge second line of 200 or 300 New Orleanians actually expressing joy and thankfulness in a second line. And that's because, you know, the president's right. There's no way that you can imagine this country without what the culture and the richness that New Orleans has to offer. We are, as most people do not know, because the pictures on TV haven't really displayed it, the heart and soul of the city still exists. You know, the president used the backdrop of the St. Louis Cathedral for a purpose, to show that the historical context of this city, the soul of it, still exists. In Jefferson Parish yesterday, which is the parish immediately adjacent and as large as Orleans Parish, we opened up a bank that itself housed 13 other banks who had heretofore been their competitors, so that citizens could actually get access to their money and to the resources. The mayor talked about business entry. The port is up and operating. The hospitality industry is going to propose a 5-point plan on Monday. The film industry is moving the films that were being shot here to other areas in the state of Louisiana. So we're alive. We're not very well right now, but we have a sense of purpose and perseverance, and now we have the unconditional support of the country. And obviously, we have a long way to go, but feel very good about the chances to rebuild the city better than it ever was.
Mitch Landrieu, thanks for being with us.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Democrat Mitch Landrieu is Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana.